I'm here at HRH 12 with Eden's Curse. I'm talking to Thorsten.
Yes.
And Chrism.
Yeah.
All right.
And say hello to everybody, guys.
Yeah, hello everybody. How are you doing?
Hello, and really nice to be talking to Dawn here at HRH 12.
Now, how does it feel to be opening? Opening everything.
It's
the
awesome.
Whole weekend.
It's awesome. Really good.
Actually, there was the strippers who opened the whole thing.
That's true. We noticed. I wish we could have seen more.
Yeah.
We were busy. Yeah.
Now, the band's been going over 10 years. 5 studio albums. And the band is celebrating with a new compilation. Tell us about that.
Well, both the label and the band thought at this point that it would be the right time to do a best of album, and we've got enough studio material, and also we had this brilliant bonus song called Forever that had never been recorded. No, and it was supposed to be on almost all of the studio albums, right?
Yeah.
So now we decided to finish it off.
Okay.
So it's a bonus on this, and it's a really, really good song.
Forever was a song that we had in the closet, so to speak, since, well, a lot of albums. It was a really great track that Paul had written for a solo album for David Reedman. And we always liked it, but it never ended up so far on any album. And when it came to find a bonus track, a new song for the best of album, that was our first choice.
Okay.
So me and Paul, we were in love with that song for a long time. It has a great hook line. And then I always thought, yeah, it needs a little bit of tweaking. So we made it, we had the demo, the original demo with David Reedman's voice on it. And I thought it's awesome. It's a really great hook line, really great chorus and everything, but it needs to be faster. So it was like kind of mid-tempo. And so I did a demo for Paul. Where I programmed the drums and played the bass and played the guitar and everything, and it turned out sounding completely different than the original demo, but I think it kind of reflects our style a lot more.
Yeah,
so it's very groovy, very cool. It has a little bit of gothic in there, you know. So
I never even listened to the demo versions because I wanted to like give a fresh input on the keyboard.
Okay.
So then I just went bloody massive on there, so it's really big.
When you hear the original demo, you wouldn't believe it's the same song. You know? That's sometimes.
And tell me about the name of the record, why it's called Testament.
It's because there's, it's kind of like the New Testament and the Old Testament, because I wasn't in the band at the time, but we had another singer called Michael Eden.
It's like the Old Testament being the 3 albums with Michael Eden, and then the New Testament, like the albums we did with Nicola.
Sure.
So that's the album.
And it's the concept behind the artwork as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's a lot gone into the artwork
to make
it a real good package for the fans.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's a good way for new fans to access your material if they're not aware of it, but it's also a special deal for fans because of the new song, because of, is there any remastering or anything like that of the old songs?
No,
there wasn't remastering, but some of the songs from the first album are sung by Nick Wright because we did the revisited.
Oh yeah, right. Yeah.
We did a 10-year anniversary version of the first album where I play the keyboards and Nick does the vocals. So some of those songs are on this.
On you. So there's something new and even in the songs that may have been.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
The older songs from the first album and have the new vocals from
yeah.
And there's quite a few special guests on the album.
Oh yeah.
Tell us about that.
Well, it's the special guests that we had over the years. So I believe, except for Cardinal, we had guest singers on every album. So we had Pamela Moore from Queensryche, Operation Mindcrime.
Sure.
We had who do we have?
Andy
James
Deris.
LaBrie.
James LaBrie from Eden's from
Dream Theater.
Dream Theater. Who else? There was
Andy Deris
from Halloween.
Yeah, on Black Widow.
So yeah, quite some great names.
And there's an
and we've got show. Some we've got some good ones planned for the next one.
Oh, but
I'm not going to
okay.
tell who.
Or have we?
Okay, yeah,
I don't even know.
I have some inside information.
You have some more info. Okay.
I'll tell you about it after the interview.
Oh.
Okay, and there's an orchestra on Symphony of Sin.
There's an orchestra on Symphony of Sin. We had back then the idea of recording with a real orchestra, but that would have, how do you say?
It costs
the budget yeah, wasn't right yeah. out there. But we had a good friend in Holland, Frank van Hezen, and he's very good at doing these orchestrations. He plays real violins, cellos, and, okay. and everything. So okay. what you hear is like real instruments.
Ah.
And then it's multi-tracked,
I
so
see,
it sounds
yeah.
like
a, so it sounds like an orchestra.
It sounds like an orchestra, but it was one guy.
Right. Oh, yeah. excellent. Yeah. Okay, well, that's good to know. And you've got a female vocalist on Unconditional.
Yeah.
Yeah, Liv Christine.
Mm. Christine.
Formerly of Liv's Eyes.
Liv's Eyes, Seer of Tragedy.
Now you have you've said that the album flows like a set list. What can people expect?
Yeah, a good mix of all our biggest hits, stuff that we've playing live for many tours now, and stuff that always is very appreciated by the fans. That we know the fans want to hear that song. They want to hear Evil and Divine. They want to hear Angels and Demons and stuff like that. So yeah, that's our hits, and we place them in an order where we would place them in a real life set list. So
okay, and does that reflect like the set list tonight?
Kind of, yeah.
Well, today was a short set. Yesterday we played 80 minutes and it was pretty.
Ah, pretty much. So when you do a long set, it kind of reflects the whole thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Maybe a few song changes here and there, but.
People,
a lot of them are the same.
Yeah.
For people who maybe haven't followed the band for a little bit, who's in the band now compared with the old days?
Well, the new
apart
lineup is Christian, of course. Mm-hmm. Christian
I'm the newest Bukenen guy.
On keyboards.
But I've been already 2 years or 3 years.
Yeah, yeah. Then we have Nikola Mij from Serbia.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's our new vocalist now since 2 albums.
Okay.
We have John Cleland on drums.
Sure.
So those are the three new guys from the current lineup.
Now, Eden's Curse. Some people may think it's kind of an ironic name now because he's no longer in the band.
Well, that's the whole misconception about Michael Eden.
Yeah.
I don't know who said that, but Michael Eden named that's a stage name, all right? So he named it
after the band.
So
okay,
we came right. up his I won't tell you his real name, but
fair enough.
Yeah, yeah. So we
so
all,
in fact, it made perfect sense to keep the name after he left.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It has been a group decision to give the name, you know, Eden's Curse. Mm. So it was never, we named ourselves after Michael Eden. Michael Eden named us himself after.
I know, I get it now. Okay,
yeah, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
How would you say the band's work has evolved, and where is the band headed with their new material?
Well, I play mostly, like in my Finnish bands, progressive metal, like Dream Theater style and
sure.
more power metal and this kind of melodic hard rock stuff. But I do love it because, my dad has tons of old Deep Purple LPs and everything, so I've grown up on the stuff. And Eden's Curse is kind of a blend between the hard rock and then the more modern metal stuff. So
but
I think
say
I fit
it's getting
in well.
A bit more proggy because maybe of your influence, or
well, yeah, maybe not the actual writing, but the way I arrange all the keyboards
right,
in there. And then
right. What would you say about that?
Well, I think on the next album we will do what we've always done. I think we've always had a good mix of different styles of rock, metal, hard rock, call it whatever. I mean, we've always been a very diverse band as far as style goes. We have ballads, clean stuff, and we have full-on double kick drum, metal stuff, fast stuff.
Pop stuff, you've even said, yeah? Because I watched your, there's a half-hour documentary on YouTube about new album, and if anyone wants to find out more, they can go there and see the half-hour documentary on YouTube, which tells them about everything, and you're all on that. You know, contributing and saying,
and all the guests also sent something nice.
Yeah.
So there's like James Aubrey and Dennis Ward say something, and
yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, it was a great video actually. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, really well done. What's next for Eden's Curse?
Well, next April we've got a headline tour to support the Best Of album. So if you guys have now liked our set, like with Schenker, we're going to do a double long set then in April. So
maybe
smaller venues, but you get to hear more songs if you come.
I believe in March we play Planet Rock Festival.
Yeah,
in March.
Okay.
And actually,
is there anything you can tell us about the new studio album yet?
It hasn't been written yet.
No, just ideas.
We have just some very rudimentary ideas, but it's all still in here.
So people will have to wait for it still, maybe. If you're very positive, maybe it could come out next year, but probably the year after.
Okay. And is that because you've got lots of touring lined up next year, or?
Because
you like to spend a lot of time in preparing the albums?
It's both. We have the tours coming up, we have the Planet Rock Festival in March, we have the tour in April. So we have to prepare for that as well, learn new set lists and everything. So you never really have a clear mindset to focus on a new album, which we really need.
Then we also signed to Lucky Bob Agency, a German agency, I think.
Yeah.
And who knows what kind of festival gigs they'll get us also. So I think mostly next year will be like writing the material and then touring, gigging, and then we'll start probably recording it in the autumn. But then it takes like at least a couple of months to mix everything and really get it sounding good.
I think what we
do, then all the marketing.
What we do, what we've always done, is we spend a lot of time on the pre-production. So the actual recording is pretty quick. It takes like 2 or 3 weeks to record the whole album.
Okay, because you put so much into the pre-production.
Yeah, we put a lot into the pre-production, into the arrangements of the songs. So we have when we go into the studio, we have a clear idea of what we want to record. So everything's really prepared in the pre-production. And
I'm very economical as well.
Yeah,
absolutely. No messing about.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah.
If people want to keep in touch with what you're doing kind of like on a weekly basis, daily basis perhaps, where's the best place for them to go to find out what's happening?
Probably mine and Paul's Facebook channels and social media channels are the most active at the moment. But TK also posts probably every week something.
I have some stuff, like every week I post on Facebook. I have my own website, www.torstenkoerner.com.
Okay.
We have, of course, our own website, www.edenscurse.com. And that's always been up there.
All right,
Of course, Eden's Curse's social media channels are very active also.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we have things running there many times a week, something.
All right, well, awesome gig tonight, guys. Thank you so much for talking to us. Best of luck with everything next year, the tour, the new album, everything. So much going on. Fantastic.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's turn all of these off and then...